Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness. Something's wrong with this music, okay? I hit pause before J. Cole said the N-word. That wasn't my fault that time, I promise. Maybe we still need intro music. Maybe I need to continue to say that we need intro music. Listen here, we're live, okay? Sorry about that. We're live. This is the Eric Terrell Show. Thank you so much for joining me, all right? Thank you. Appreciate it, all right? It is Wednesday, September the 2nd, 2015. Now, how should you push your child's music or basketball, football, sports dream, all right? How should you do that? And should you do that, okay? Some parents are disappointed, believe it or not. And maybe they're rightfully so disappointed because, listen here, all right, money is in a lot of things, but money is not in dreams. And many times, chasing music and chasing sports is just that. It's just dreams. But what you can't do is shut down someone's dream. Listen here, I have a dream. Guess who else has a dream? Asia Downing!
I have a dream.
What's your dream, Asia Downing?
To buy my mama a house. The American dream. That's what I want to. That's my first dream. Got to get that out of the way first. Then it's a whole
the American dream.
Yeah. There's a whole list of other things we'll have time to get into, but that's number one.
Oh, man. Listen here. What's really relevant? Now, Asia, we're late, but what do you think about RG3? What do you think about RG3 not having a job? You know, it's hilarious. I just want to say, listen, it's not news anymore. Well, you know what? The thing that happened yesterday was funny when he liked the picture that was defaming his owner, Dan Snyder. But listen here. We talked about this all week. The RG3 thing is tired and it's worn out. It's on every sports network. But did you see the picture with RG3 staring into the sky?
No, I missed that. I didn't see that one.
Was it
a real picture or was it a meme?
No. So I don't know if it was memed, but it's definitely a real picture. And he's got headphones on, and he just looks so sad, Asia. He just looks so sad. What happened?
Why is America like demise? Like, everybody just loves somebody else's sorrow.
Because it makes us feel good. It makes us feel good. But listen here, we're not going to be haters. But I posted the picture on my Facebook. And so, listen. I might be going to hell. Listen, I know it's sad, but... I can assure you that I'm not going to hell. I'm not going to hell because I spoke to God before I posted the picture, and me and God had a good laugh about it. God thought it was good. So he said, you know what? I understand, you know, you're a comedian. So I said, you know what, Lord, you're right. And I posted the picture, and people posted captions. I said to write a caption about the picture. My cousin said, I wish people would stop saying I look like Eric Terrell. That's what my cousin Ramon said.
Oh, wow.
And my friend Philip Hall from Triumph Baptist Church, he said, I wonder what I could do in Chip Kelly's offense.
Oh, my gosh.
But my friend Michael Brooks, who has been a special guest a few times on our show, Michael Brooks, he's a comedian. We actually did a show together on Tuesday night. He captioned the picture and said, looks like black lives don't matter in Washington.
Really? Oh, my God. See, you sparked this. So,
it's my fault.
You might, it's your fault. You're probably going there. Yeah.
My fault.
Sorry.
The jury is still out. The jury is still out on whether or not I'm going to hell. But I thought it was funny. So, what five things we got? Five things. What we got?
The five sides that you're fucking not play basketball. I want to hear these. I had this topic a whole hour and a half early. I'm ready for this. Let me find out.
Say it louder, Asia. Say it louder so they can hear you.
The top five signs that your son cannot play basketball.
Now, sometimes you got to give these hoop dreams up. Most of the time, you got to give these hoop dreams up. The time for me came early. By the way, my special guest today, Coach Mark Brown, I can't wait to talk to him. He's going to talk to parents and he's going to talk to educators and coaches out there about how exactly to encourage and enliven this dream of music or sports within your child. And he's also going to talk about what's more praiseworthy between that and the STEM goals, the STEM dreams. And by STEM, I mean the money majors. And we know what STEM stands for: science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. But right now, like Asia said, this is how you know that you need to find a STEM major. This is how you know that basketball, at least, is not for you. All right, the five signs your boy can't play basketball. Asia Downing, number five. Number five. Repeat, Asia. Asia. Oh, my. I love my co-host. I love her. She disappeared. She'll be back in a second. She's acting like the love doctor here. Her phone is dying every 5 minutes. We also have a phone call, and I'm going to take it. Eric Terrell Show, what's happening?
Is it me?
Oh, yeah. I know who this is. What's going on?
Hi, Mr. Eric Terrell. The five signs that your kid can't play basketball.
Number five. Listen, see, I love my listening audience. This is my cousin Latoya, and she's gonna be Asia Downing. So listen here, cousin. When I say the number, you say the number, okay? Because this is when Asia disappears on me, apparently. Number five.
Number five. If your son keeps double dribbling down the court after you keep telling him not to.
That's number one through ten. That's number one through ten. This is, listen, he ought to know by that point. Number five. He get home from practice, and he don't need a shower. Okay.
He can't play basketball.
He ain't sweating. This boy is crispy clean, okay? He's crispy clean every time he come home from practice. His jersey ain't never been washed, okay?
Number four.
Oh, you ready to go. Number four.
Number four. Offense and defense.
That's bad. But you know what, cuz that can happen in basketball. I'm not gonna lie to you. Every now and then, basketball can get confused. It can go a little fast. But it is a sign that you can't play ball. Number four.
Number four.
When the coach calls a timeout to go over the play, he ain't never paying attention.
Can't play ball. You gotta pay attention.
What I got to know to play for. He ain't never in the huddle. Okay. He ain't never in the huddle. I don't need to know to play. I don't even know what it's called. The five times he can't play ball. Number three.
Number three.
He get mad at you for inviting extra people to the game.
But you want to play? Oh, we came to see you play. You talk about why you invite people. Can you play ball?
Yeah, mom. But I don't want all y'all here. I don't. You can come, but I don't want Auntie here because Auntie talk a lot. I don't want she gonna tell people that I didn't play, mom. Why
mom,
is Pastor here? You know,
I was only on the bench for the first half, mom. It was only the second half. That's all.
You didn't have to tell her. You didn't have to tell Pastor. You didn't have to tell the choir. They don't all have to come.
Why the choir singing at the basketball game?
They singing for them to pass you the ball. Number two.
Number two.
The coach talks to you about your son, telling you his strengths, okay? And he says that his biggest strength is that he's motivational.
That means your son's going to be cheerleading.
Listen, none of his strengths got to do with the game. He's like, look, he's motivational. He's, you know, he's on time. He's very dedicated.
The translation, your son should be the water boy. I don't know how to say this.
What are his weaknesses then? Well, basketball. Basketball would be his weakness. Listen here, we've got Coach Mark Brown. We are going to have a good discussion here, and I am excited. I can't wait. And at some point in our lifetime, Asia Downing is going to rejoin us. Number one.
Number one.
He need all the water and Gatorade for practice, but he don't take none to the game. He only no Gatorade. You know, you know.
What, you just drinking water on the sideline?
He don't know. No water. He don't need nothing. I got some Gatorade for game day. Mom, I don't need Gatorade for game day. I just need Gatorade for practice. I don't need Gatorade all the time.
What?
Oh, man. Listen here. We've got Jesus help us. We've got one of my mentors. He was my basketball coach, and he knows why I know these five things. But the thing is, cousin, and listening audience, I was good at basketball. Okay, I was good. I was good because I played a role, and my special guest can tell you about my role. I blocked shots. Okay, and I had a lot of rebounds all the time. I was good at the rebounds, wasn't I, Coach Mark? Wasn't I good at the rebounds?
You know, just when you thought it was safe to come outside, the big dog is out of his yard. Yes.
There we go. The big.
You was one of my top rebounders, and we couldn't have done anything that we did without you.
There we go. Hide the children and hide the. Go ahead. Make your entrance. Do the thing. The big dog is here.
Hide the women and children, brother, because I'm here.
The big dog is in the building. I got the big dog, Coach Mark Brown. I've got my co-host for the day, my special guest co-host for the day, Miss Latoya Salters. And Coach Mark, we'll get into exactly what you do in a second, because I want them to know why you're so qualified on this particular topic, because you've got the expertise. You've been coaching for, I don't know, what has it been, 15 years maybe, and Coach Mark has coached professional athletes, people who play internationally. Jahri Evans, the seven-time Pro Bowler for the New Orleans Saints. You've coached all of them, okay? And you've got the skill. You know how to speak to parents. You speak to parents all the time. Now, that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to speak to parents because what I want to speak about is that yesterday, all right, we had on my morning show, Nick and Eric in the Morning, STEM versus SAM. STEM being science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, versus SAM being sports, arts, and music. Okay. Now, what is sports and music and arts just as praiseworthy as the STEM majors? And how does a parent know that Sam is what they should be pushing here?
Well, first of all, I think anything where you have a talent and a God-given ability is praiseworthy if you're using it correctly. If you have a child, I mean, you know pretty early if your child is gifted in sports or arts or music. I mean, you have to be honest with yourself. Like you said, I mean, I listen to the five things. If you got a kid that just, you know, he's no matter what you try to teach him, this boy is double dribbling. He doesn't want to come to practice. He doesn't want to listen. He's not learning. If all he thinks is putting the ball in the hole is going to get him somewhere, it really doesn't matter what talent level you think he has, because there is more to succeeding in sports than just being able to put the ball in the hole. And at every level that you get to, it gets just a little bit harder. And some people get to one level, and that's it. And then you might get to a second level, and that's it. Professional is the ultimate level, obviously, for an athlete. And that requires some incredible sacrifices. And everybody is not made to make those sacrifices. Talent is not always the thing that you need. And that includes the arts and music. There is sacrifice involved. You have to put work into your craft. I mean, you are a comedian. You spend a lot of time on your craft. You work shows. I'm sure there have been shows you worked where you didn't get paid at all. And maybe sometimes your payment was they fed you that night. But you continue to work at your craft because you have a dream of your own and you are making those sacrifices now, so in the future they will pay off. The talent is obviously there, but you're making those sacrifices. And people in those realms have to make sacrifices. As a parent, you have to make sacrifices because they're not cheap to do these things.
Right. You know, the funny thing about sports is that you can't necessarily go to college for it. You to go to the league, I mean, you go to college, but your major is in sports. You have to have academics as well as sports if you go to college. And that's why I think the acronym SAM, which I created, by the way, is so compelling and so unique, because you have these other majors that people can. And the reason that I couple sports with arts and music is because these are what people look at as one in a million. They say, you know, they tell kids you can be a doctor, you know, you can study STEM, you can be an engineer, you can be an accountant. But sports, you know, theater, drama, you know, rapping, singing, basketball, football, all these things, you got to be careful about that, because first of all, when it comes to sports, they say 1% of the athletes at the pre-collegiate level make it professional. Yet I believe just about 95% of them think they will be professional. And the same thing is with music. I mean, how many people can you say are going to be the next J. Cole, Jay-Z, Nas, and so forth? So this is why we have to be careful, and this is why it's important to know when to encourage it and when to discourage it, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I believe you're supposed to encourage your children regardless of what they're trying to do. You're supposed to encourage them and, you know, make it clear to them that if they have a dream, that they need to follow it. But there also has to be some reality checks in there as well. If you have a child that wants to be, you know, an actor, actress, or whatever, and this child is just the most unbelievable person when it comes time to do a role, or they can't remember their lines. And this has been going on now. You know, they're a young person getting ready to go to college, but they're talking about leaving college to go out to L.A. to make it big. Somebody got to step in and say, you know, you might not want to do that. You know, maybe go to school and study something else. And in the interim, while you're in school, perhaps get in a theater group and, you know, again, hone your craft. Somebody has to step in and say, you know what, this is not for you. I mean, American Idol is the perfect example. Every time somebody gets on there, the first thing they say is, well, I sing at my church. That's the only place you should be allowed to sing.
Yeah. That should be unallowed. That should be unallowed. People going to clap when you sing at church, you know. People, they ain't clapping because of you. They praising God, you know what I mean? It's
no matter how bad you are, they're gonna clap for you because you're praising the Lord. I talk about you later in the parking lot, but they'll clap for you, you know. So
exactly. Yeah, American Idol is definitely is definitely a testament to how one in a million it is. As much as it seems like there are, there ain't record deals out there for everybody. But we can't discourage these dreams, though. You know what I mean? If you see it, if you see the drive, you got to push it. You absolutely have to push it. It's funny. What I was saying is that, you know, it's sports you can't take up in college, but when it comes to theater and music, these things you can actually pursue in college. But the bad thing is that people do it in high school. You don't need college to do it. I mean, you need college to be a professional accountant or a professional engineer or a professional science doctor major. But if you want to be your career, if you want to do a career, you don't need college. And that's the scary thing that some of these high school kids think, that they don't need college. And I know you're a big advocate of academics, so you gotta tell us how they can stay academic while they chase this dream. Because a lot of them don't pay attention in class or don't want to go to college because they say, my goals ain't in it. My goals ain't in this classroom. So what am I paying attention for?
Well, like you said, you go to college, you can go to college for arts and music. And the ones that really want to be good, you know, they do study those things and they understand it can help their career. I mean, my wife, as you know, went to girls high in the same class with, you know, one of the best performers in my opinion, Jill Scott. And Jill Scott, you know, honed her craft. You know, she didn't do all the plays and stuff, but I know, you know, she honed her instrument, which is her voice. And, you know, I'm not sure if Jill went to college or not, but I know she studied what she does. And you have to study what you're doing, hone your instrument. If it's your voice, if you play an instrument, you have to hone that, learn the theories. All these things go into what you're doing to make you stand out, because a lot of people can get up there with a nice voice, but can you hold a note? Can you see the next composition that you're putting together that's not going to sound like the last one that you did or this other song that's out, and separate you from the pack? Because, as you know, the entertainment business, especially music, is very fickle. You can be on top today and selling millions of records, and then your next record come out, and who are you?
Right.
Because no one, you know, you're not unique enough. You don't, you know, you were a flash in the pan, but now, you know what, we're sick of that. Show me something different, or at least show me why we should continue to care. And those are the ones that last for a long time. And when we got people out here now that are rapping. I mean, I personally don't listen to a lot of hip-hop right now because it's just not my thing anymore. You know, we talk, me and my wife joke about it all the time. We're not going to have 20 years from now, I don't think we're going to have some of these people, you know, on an old-school hip-hop show. Like, go to a show now, you know, Run DMC, Big Daddy Kane. These guys are legends, and they're going to be legends for as long as they live because the people who love them are still around, and we know how good they really were. I don't know if some of these guys that are out now, if enough of them will be around for them to have these long-lasting, you know, Motown review type things, you know, 40, 50 years down the road, because they're not necessarily honing their craft. They're not producing. They may be producing, but they're not like everyone else. You know, some of them are very good at what they do, and it's because they studied something. But if it's in school or not, they studied something with somebody who knows what they're doing because they want to be the best.
Right. Yeah, that's very real. If what you do becomes who you are, then you are much more likely to be remembered, okay? And I also want to say to everyone that J. Cole is one of the great philosophers of our time. Miss Salters. Miss Salters. Hello? Toya. I'm not going to lose two co-hosts in the same show. This is not going to happen to me today.
It was just on mute. Sorry, I'm in the hood.
What are your thoughts on everything you heard so far?
Brother was good. No, he made some violent statements. You know, really violent and clear points. about
now,
basketball and sports.
Now, Big Dog, we got 5 minutes left, and I want you to tell us, I want you to close the show for me by telling us really quickly, if you can, what an athlete or what hoop dreams can, I mean, we know what the doctors do for us. We know what the engineers, the accountants, we know what the technology majors do for America and do for society. What can a basketball player, what can a child with hoop dreams, a child with music dreams do for us that these people cannot? And what is your final message to parents who struggle with STEM versus SAM?
Well, my final message is don't stop dreaming. You know, even if you're not dreaming to be a doctor, even if you're not dreaming to be a lawyer, keep on dreaming. And work hard until your dream comes into reality. But always have a plan B. If your dream doesn't go the right way, make sure you back that up with academics so you'll have another plan, because sometimes things don't go as planned.
Right. Now, Coach.
I think with the hoop, you know, with the basketball players and musicians, what they can do is to, what they do is they do inspire people, you know, just your average people, because to be in the STEM careers, you also have to be very, very smart, and that's not for everybody either. So I think basketball and music, I think a lot of times people feel like it's something you can do, just, you know, I'm just a regular person, and if you're an athlete, though, you know, I don't have to be super, super smart. I just got to be able to do what I have to do. And with music, I have a talent, and if I nurture that talent, I can continue. So they can inspire people who might not think that they're quote-unquote smart enough to be in the academic programs. For you, I mean, just for me personally, I listen to your five things. I always send all y'all home sweaty from practice. So, you know, you can take y'all off that list for y'all. So.
Yeah, yeah, always. Always have to wash our stuff the same day. Most definitely. Now, Big Dog, you're the best, man. I appreciate you. Always a part of the Tets crew here. And the one thing that brings together and ties together each one of the shows I have is love, okay? If love is behind what you do, then you have to share it to everyone else. Do what you do not only for yourself but for everybody else, because the love that we have for our societies, for our support team, for our families, and for our Heavenly Father is what we need to share and what we need to show through our passion and what shines through everything that we do. Because love is it. Love yourself, love others, love the truth, and love love. And it's easy to love love. All you have to do is love God, because God is love, and God did it. Okay? Listen to me here. We're talking about black men and why they next week with Mayor Stevens on the Eric Terrell Show. Appreciate you, Big Dog. You the man. You the man.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Always glad to be with you.
Oh, yeah. The Big Dog is – you have an outro? What's your outro? The Big Dog, bring the wife and children back out. The Big Dog is
like, – in homage to my man, Roddy Piper, who passed away a little while ago. Just when you
yes,
think you
and
know
Dusty
all
Rhodes.
And Dusty Rhodes, but for Roddy, just when you think you know all the answers, I change the question.
Ah, beautiful,